Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. This is After Hours, a story about fucking the boss, written by Scorpio Appetites, read by Girl on the Net. Hey, who have I got to fuck to get another beer over here? I smile sweetly at the customer and put another Stella on the counter. I'm wearing a checked shirt tied low enough to show a flash of black bra and as much cleavage as I can muster, and I enjoy feeling his drunken gaze rake over me. I drink his impotent desire like a shot of cheap whiskey. The 2 feet of bar between us may as well be a trillion miles. If you pay me £4.30, I'll let you off the fuck, I say, sticking my tongue out and winking. I know exactly what I do to these guys. My manager Aaron puts a hand on my shoulder and looks at me with that oh-so-serious face of his. He's a 6'5" cliché in black. Black leather jacket, black jeans, and black Crows t-shirt. The only thing that's not black is the silver flecked through his hair. They give you any real trouble, Ellie, just let me know, yeah? I smile up at him from under my heavily mascaraed eyelashes. Look at you, all concerned father. I gently take his hand off my shoulder, but I don't let go of it. It's big and solid. I give it a squeeze. I'm fine. I mouth daddy on the end of it, but I don't think he sees. He never sees. It's absolutely maddening. He probably doesn't even get that I wore this outfit just for him, after he mentioned that this was a favourite shirt of mine. I'm determined to get something out of him, just once. A smile, a low moan, a warning about inappropriate workplace behaviour, anything. But 6 months in and nothing. I've half contemplated stripping off in the stockroom. The night passes in a blur of beer orders and Soundgarden songs, laced with more drunken propositions from the denim-shirted patrons. I ignore them all and throw everything I've got at Aaron. My fingers linger on his bicep like they've never lingered before, and my lip gets bitten so much I think I've given myself a mouth ulcer. By midnight, I've officially given up. If anything, it's made him frostier towards me. Even my usual end-of-the-night joke about forcing the customers to listen to Closing Time by Semisonic goes without a smile. He sees out the last guy and busies himself with the lock on the main entrance while I count up the takings. Hey, Aaron. Looks like we did well tonight. Must be the shirt, right? I look up. What do you think? Aaron's standing with his back to the locked door, staring straight at me in a way I've never seen before. What do I think? Yeah, about the, you know, I say as he walks towards me. I think, he says, that you know exactly what you've been doing. Finally! I mentally pump the fist. He wants me. He wants me. But he's not going to... He takes my face in one of his big, strong hands and kisses me. His stubble is harsh against my mouth, and my nose fills with the heady scent of his cologne. I wasn't ever going to actually fuck him, but in that moment, I decide that I'm going to make him come. I'm going to make my stoic, hard-working, married boss come for me and send him back to his wife with evidence of my victory smeared on the inside of his boxers. I've wanted this for weeks, Ellie, he whispers, and he sounds furious. I tried to resist. I fucking tried my best, Ellie, but you wouldn't stop. You wouldn't stop. I'm not sorry, I whisper into his ear and grip the earlobe in my teeth, relishing how his body tenses. I rub the bulge in his black jeans. You will be, he growls. He puts his arms around my waist and lifts me easily onto the bar, something I forgot to wipe up soaks through my skirt. He hikes up the damp material, roughly spreads my legs, and tugs down my underwear. This wasn't part of the plan, but... oh, fuck. I thought he was going to eat my pussy like he opened my legs. I expected him to attack me with his tongue, and I was hoping I'd be able to sit there and laugh internally at his brutish attempts to make me come. Then I'd finish him with one of my expert techniques. Unfortunately, he knows exactly what he's doing. His tongue coils over my clitoris like nothing I've ever felt before. My knuckles whiten on the bar. His fingers caress the inside of my thigh, running up to spread my cunt wide. The extra exposure to his writhing tongue makes me gasp. I'm not going to come for him. I'm not. My hand runs through his hair. I don't know if I want to pull him in or push him away. My orgasm's building, and I know there's only one way I'll get out of this with my pride intact. I have to make him come first. "Please," I say, "I want to suck your cock. Please." He lifts his wet mouth from my wetter pussy. "High and mighty Ellie, begging to suck my cock," he says with a smirk. "Beg me again." I swallow. "If that's what it takes." "Please, Aaron, I'm begging you to fuck my little mouth." He shakes his head, torn. He really wanted to make me come. "Fuck it. Get down here, girl." I climb down and get on my knees behind the bar. My orgasm fades away to a pulsing ache. I'm confident I'll be able to make him come, and then I'll win. I'm good at this. Thank God for weak men and their weak dicks. I unbuckle his belt and dig into his boxers. His cock is huge, and I take it into my mouth eagerly, wrapping my lips around it. I run my tongue along the shaft, feeling it twitch gratifyingly, and my fingers stroke the underside. It stiffens further, bigger than I ever thought possible. I'm so glad I'm going to make him come, and he will never put this thing inside me. It would split me in half. I pull out every trick in the book, taking his cock as deeply as I can until I gag on it and cough up slime that drips over my hands as I suck on it desperately. Aaron looks down at me, an infuriating smile on his face. He strokes my cheek as I slurp at his huge cock. My heart sinks as I realise that he didn't agree to the blowjob because he was weak. He agreed to it because he was strong. I feel helpless. Powerless. "That's enough of that, Ellie."
"No. No, I'm going to make you come. Just a little while longer."
He puts one hand under my armpit and lifts me to my feet. "You had your chance." I whimper as he drags me to the stockroom door and throws me inside. I sprawl on the floor, my panties somewhere behind the bar, cunt exposed. "Hands and knees," he commands, and I nod, scrambling to present myself to him. He kneels and grabs my hips. I feel the head of his huge cock part my cunt lips, and then I'm being fucked on the stockroom floor, my inside stretched around him and my breath being pounded in ragged lumps from my lungs. The orgasm he built with tongue and fingers is still there, waiting to burst into life, and his cock finds it with every stroke. "I can't come," I think. "I won't." I pull away. And before he can protest or punish, I'm kissing him, putting my tongue in his mouth and bearing down on him with desperate hunger. I straddle him, impaling myself willingly. I move, feeling every inch inside me. He moans and bucks his hips. I put my hands on him to steady myself, clutching handfuls of Black Crow's t-shirt. I grin as I grind against him. I could do this all night. He's going to come inside me,
I don't care about the danger. I just want to win. Oh, no, you don't, he growls and lifts me bodily. I yelp as he slams me against the wall, cock deep, mouth on my neck, hands grabbing at my ass and thighs as I wrap my legs around his waist. I'm close, very close, and I know I've lost. I don't care. Fuck me, I breathe into his ear. Fuck me harder. He needs no encouragement. He pounds me ferociously. I'm about to come. I dig my fingernails into his back and groan. It builds and builds, and as I tip over the edge, he lets out an animal grunt and my cunt floods with warmth. His body shudders against mine and his cock twitches as I come with him, screaming his name. He lowers me to the floor and we tumble back, half naked, onto boxes of napkins and cocktail sticks, panting. His cum drips down my thigh as he turns to me. Maybe don't wear that shirt again, he says. I run my hand down his bristled jawline. Just try and stop me. If you liked this, you can find more of Scorpio Appetite's work at scorpioappetites.wordpress.com and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.